Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm getting killed. I knew I would be, and here I am. I'm like the Joan of Arc of sports radio this morning. There we are. That's going to be. Wait until I talk about Josh Allen later. That's going
to
be a lot of fun.
I normally can in these situations. I love to come on and say, yeah, Ken, you were wrong. You're giving us the Homer viewpoint right now.
I don't remember you but being pro OBJ at that point.
No, I wasn't. We all agreed it was a show stance that Odell was not the Odell they traded for. Odell was not the Odell from the amazing catch that he made on national television his rookie year. The Odell that put up his first three seasons, I think, were stat-wise, were the most impressive seasons in NFL history. I think, what, since Justin Jefferson or whatever? Like, we all agreed that that Odell was gone. But at the same time, the Odell that we saw in Cleveland was also a byproduct of, A, him not wanting to be here, and it had since come out that, yeah, he had asked for a trade. The alligator arms on big plays, the fourth down drops, the big third down drops.
Well, I was going to use this. I go, man, guys, Baker Mayfield, and I'm not like, listen, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's some Baker, bro. I'm not. Yeah. Anybody who's listening to the show knows what the hell we're about here. But damn it, Baker Mayfield didn't drop fourth and three against the Rams. He didn't drop it. That ball was right there.
It was bad.
And
it was
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, the Hall of Famer, what did he tell Joe, and then what did Joe relay to us? On the air. It wasn't like Joe told us in confidence. He said it on the air. Michael Irvin, the playmaker himself, said Odell doesn't trust his hands right now.
Right. He was going through stuff mentally.
Doesn't trust his hands. Not about not trusting Baker. Doesn't trust his hands.
And to be fair, it was going to take him time coming off the torn ACL. Remember, he missed, what, the first game of the year or the first two games
first
of the
two.
Year? First two. So that takes time. That takes some understanding of what you – I'm not going to make excuses for Odell. Whatever. You know, he didn't want to be here. And he made it clear, and he probably was not a huge fan of Baker Mayfield. And obviously his dad putting out the video that he put out, I'm sure that that was signed off on by Odell. So he was a little toxic, a lot toxic, because you're only doing that because you want out. So that's not going to work in the confines of a team. With all that said, he was getting open. Okay, he was open, and your quarterback was missing him. But all the way around, this thing stunk, and they needed to move on. They did need to move on because it wasn't going to happen here. And obviously the coaching staff with the quarterback, with the receiver, it had been beyond repair. It was not going to happen. Did they have time to try to fix it early? Yes. But, you know, just like when Kyrie, I said the same thing on Friday with Jason when he was here, Kenny, you weren't able to hear it. But I had asked, why couldn't LeBron and Kyrie mend these fences? Well, by the time you hear about it, it's already too late.
Yeah, it's true.
And with Odell, it was already too late. It sucks. It sucks, and it makes me wonder,
that's a good point.
How can we evaluate anything in this offense if things are fractured like that? Like, this is the thing that bothers me the most about Odell. If they couldn't make Odell work in this offense, who can they make work? It does alarm me going forward when it comes to certain guys.
216-578-0092. So, was OBJ right? I'm not going to give you a sweet chin music. There are plenty of people who disagree with me. I'm telling you that right now. You know what you saw. Just let me point that out. You know, I know what I saw with Baker Mayfield. You know what you saw with OBJ. That guy who's been playing for the last month for the Rams never showed up for the Browns. Albert Breer himself said that Jay Glazer, I beg your pardon, Jay Glazer, someone had to explain to Odell and his family how trades work because he still thought he could go to L.A. when he got traded to the Browns. Like some weird NBA deal where you stop for a second and you go somewhere else. He didn't know. No, that's not how that works. You're playing for the Browns now. I told you what I told you, and I'll never back off. The Halloween meeting with the Patriots in New England and what was going down there with his family was trying to get him the hell out of here and get him to New England to play with Tom Brady. That went down. On my children, that went down. So you know what you saw. You know what you've heard. Was OBJ right? Cool Ray in Bedford. Hello.
What's up? This how you always be ready. Hey, look. You wrong, Ken. You wrong. That's the same dude, whether he wanted to be here or not. That is the exact same
dude
he was getting. What we don't have is a quarterback or a coach. Like what you saw yesterday, you saw a quarterback standing in the pocket that could look at the field. Wait a minute. You saw a guy that could stand in the pocket and look down the field without moving the pocket, cutting the field off, and you also saw a coach coaching to the strength of his team and not having people come to his type of method. This
Ray,
is what we're, yes.
If that's the same guy, he's even worse because that means he was dogging it here.
No, because you understand.
No?
Like, Ken Carmen 1, Cool Ray 0.
1-0. Boom. 5-hole. Gotcha.
A quarterback. A receiver. A receiver and a quarterback relationship has to rely on each other. If you got a guy who you know can't get you the ball, or you looking at the game plan is always to the tight ends, you're going to be doing what any
problem
other receiver
is, problem,
does.
Cool Ray, this is the problem. This is my problem. If you're saying he's the same guy, because I gave him the benefit of the doubt and said, boy, he's injured. And he was. He was injured. He got the ACL, all the other things. And Cool Ray, what? Say it. Get it in.
Ken, you have been dogging OBJ because you was a – it was almost like you was a Baker bro.
I wanted to trade for OBJ.
You still really ain't came around to Baker's not a good quarterback totally all the way. It's always an injury with you.
I know I'm stuck with him as of right now. I got to try to get the nose up on this thing. I'm not saying he's great. I'm not saying he's top 10. I'm just dealing with facts and reality here with Baker Mayfield.
Hey, Ken.
He'll owe $19 million bucks next year. What?
Let me ask you a question, Ken. I love y'all's show.
I know.
Would you want to work with your partner if he was mediocre?
No.
And not up to your level?
Is that a trick question?
That's actually – but I'll tell you right now, though, Ray, and thank you very much for the call. I would try – if Lima sucked, I would try to carry him across. Which sounds like
only
I think I'm
so
God's
long.
Gift to radio, but that's terrible.
Only for
oh,
so
no,
long.
Oh, no, I'd be working against you behind the scenes.
Yes.
I would. If you were that bad, I would definitely I don't know if I'd have the heart to tell you. I probably would just break down and tell you, and it would become a big fight. But if you were that bad, I'd be working against you behind the scenes. Which, by the way, we've been together 5 years, so trust me, I ain't working behind the scenes.
Yeah, first year and a half, there might have been some of that.
That might have been with you. Second thing is this. If you're saying he's the same guy, then you're telling me he was dogging it. Because Jarvis Landry has had a plethora of injuries. Jarvis Landry, I don't think I've ever seen Jarvis Landry dog it. I don't think I've seen him give himself up after a catch because he was injured. We've seen that. I've never seen Jarvis Landry dog it for a single day.
And that was after he had the rib injury.
Yes.
He was dropping balls, but it wasn't for a lack of trying.
You cannot tell me. And this is, again, for all the people You just got Baker's compression shorts in your mouth. Okay, for all you people who believe that, get this on record. You can't tell me Jarvis Landry, being the professional that he is, wasn't frustrated with inadequate quarterback play. Because that's what Baker was this year. We all know it. We all know what we saw. And I said this about all the Baker Bros. Did I not about the Baker Mayfield thing? And now I'm talking about two different things. I should stick to OBJ. But what I'm saying about the Baker Bros is that I said they know. They just want to deny it. They don't want to tell themselves the truth. I lie to myself on the scale every day. I know what it's like. They just don't want to see the truth. You know what you saw. You saw a wounded animal out there. You think Jarvis Landry doesn't feel the same way at all that OBJ does? You don't think that he doesn't feel the same way?
Jarvis was tweeting up a storm last night.
He's got $16 million he's on the hook for next year. The Browns are supposed to have that he's supposed to earn, and he's probably going to get cut, and he's going to get a lot less, and now he's got to sit here and deal with, I had to deal with this. And I'm going on the magic number for wide receivers. 30 years old, and this is the year you decided you want to try to play through it with your labrum injury when everybody knows you couldn't play. So, OBJ, you're giving me, if he's the same guy, he was dogging it here. Go back to the phones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ron and Menner, hello.
Hello. Hey, look, I just want to say something here, all right? And this is coming from a standpoint and a view from someone who is not from Ohio. Ooh. And it was not a Browns fan. And I know all of what OBJ has brought to the table over the past few years. from watching him destroy my team. Now, Odell Beckham is the same guy.
Who's your favorite
he
team?
He is the same guy.
Who's your favorite
he is a diva.
Who's your favorite team?
What's that?
Who's your favorite team?
My favorite team is probably the first team in the NFL. It's the Washington football team.
Okay, go ahead. All right? Just want to make sure. That's no, I'm not ripping you. I just want to know. Go ahead.
Okay. Odell Beckham is he's a prima donna. You know, he wants it his way. And probably the same thing can be said for Baker. However, if I'm running a company and I know a guy who is fully capable, he is getting open, and if for some reason there's a discord in the locker room and you don't want to get him the ball and you guys running having a pissy fits with each other, not getting along, and you're not delivering the ball to him when he's open, that's your problem. You need to grow up. And if I was running the Browns or the company or whoever I'm with, the blame is now on you. Yeah, I'm going to get tired of your little pissy attitude and your diva attitude. But by all means and purposes, you're right. You're right. You are getting over.
And Ron, I said the same when it comes to, and thank you very much for the call. You're bringing up a little bit there at the end. We said it when he left. Like, guys, it was 20 degrees outside. We had 13 inches of snow. The area ain't for everybody. It is not for everybody. I've said that. I complain about it. I complain about the weather here. I'll die here. I guarantee it. I understand it's not for everybody. It's probably not even for Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry's from where? Louisiana? And he's also from Baton Rouge? New Orleans? Where's Jarvis from? Odell's from New Orleans.
Louisiana or Mississippi.
Okay.
I can't remember.
So he's from the South. He probably doesn't like the weather here much. He's made the best of it. He's made the best of the situation. I got one guy who's been nothing but professional publicly. And I got the other guy who, if you are saying he's the same guy, you're telling me he's dogging it. And you know the truth. Mike in Collinwood. Hello.
Man, it's mostly what's up, Kendall. It's mostly, right. I think, on the front office and a little bit on Baker. The front office handled that video situation horribly because Odell's team did not put that video out. It was a regular van. His dad just simply retweeted it. I think they handled that situation terribly. And just the football side of it, when he ran that wheel route last night, Ken, Stafford hit him on the numbers. That is the exact route we ran against the Chargers that Baker underthrow. That could have changed our season completely.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying Baker's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
for the call.
I do wonder the culpability of an organization that, remember, Mary Kay was the first to say, she was the first one in the country to say, oh, yeah, he actually asked to be off the team. Going into the season, coming off a torn ACL in which the Browns were a pick by many to go to the Super Bowl. That's how much the guy didn't want
to
be here.
And I tried to be understanding about it. Everybody and their brother saying the offense is better without me, then fine. If the offense is better without me, then trade me.
So
I try to be understanding.
I go back and wonder, what culpability does the organization, and yes, the coaching staff, and yes, to some extent, Baker, what is the culpability of everybody involved to trying to fix this? Tough thing, by the way, because his value is at his lowest coming off a torn ACL.
$15 million.
And the team took off last year without him. They went to the playoffs. They won a playoff game. They were in it against Kansas City, all without who? Without Odell Beckham. So how could the organization have figured it out, all the brainiacs that they have? And we do like the organization. In fact, so much so that other teams
you
are now
called them brainiacs. That's pejorative.
True, and other organizations are trying to poach two of those guys away from you. So obviously other teams do believe that your organization is figuring something out or has figured something out. What could they have done to try to all make everybody as happy as humanly possible? And what did the team get off to this year? Pretty good start. Did they not?
3-1.
So Odell was coming back.
Teams, but, you know.
And obviously it wasn't the same Odell production-wise. It wasn't going to be that. And also, it's not the same Odell production-wise in L.A., where they're going to throw almost every pattern to somebody else, which they do. They obviously are going to somebody else. They have somebody who's going to set records on this team, or did set records on this team in terms of targets and catches and yards and all that stuff. So Odell's not going to have the same production. Odell is going to be somewhere else next year as well. I don't know how he could stay there. I mean, they're not going to franchise tag him. That would make no sense.
No.
Given his level of production.
I don't know what their cap situation is. I told you about how I feel about the cap somehow, some way. They might figure out a way. If Stafford wants them that bad.
No, I don't. It's too much.
You know,
money.
I like Matt Stafford.
They've gone all out on spending all this money elsewhere. They're not.
They have no picks either.
Where the hell is he going to go, though? I mean, if it's about money, where else is he going to go?
What's Arizona's situation?
I'm muddy in the water. 216-578-0092. All right. See, I haven't kicked anybody in the face. Lima kicked someone in the face. I haven't done it. Was OBJ right? Am I wrong? 216-578-0092. All that. Lima's girlfriend's dad doesn't really think Lima's a man. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.